Hello. The last time the Sugya of Ahuna and Achisa suggested various ways to understand the Machlokes. The interplay between Chazaka on the one hand and Kashas Peiris on the other. And the order where the Bakamu is standing is to limit the Achisa to cases in which there won't be Maximum, the Maximum should be Neemon. There are notifications in Baba Kamu, the Pasu is not so, and Pasu the Turushen is there, in which case the Pashto Pshah would be that you have Psu, which is devised with the very fact about Koshe, that is sufficient. Particularly if you adopt that particular understanding, but even if you don't, it opens up a question, which I think I mentioned to Zain Shir. Shach Simon Abdullah discussed, and besides Chachmei Briska discussed this issue. It's a question if you have not two against two, but one against one. That you understood in various ways, but I think one of the issues, if you are Mechalek, is to say that if we assume that there is a Pesul of Eid Mukhosh, how is that supposed to be understood? Could learn that Eid, when practically speaking, without sitting a judgment of his personality, his kashas begavra, but the mice is, Eid didn't pass muster. At least as an Eidechra, doesn't pass muster. But if you acquire, if you said you don't you pass it around because the Eid didn't stand up in person, you pass him because of Psur Eid Mukhosh, the Gavr. Then, of course, this real decision 281 is very clearly understood. In order to pass the person, you need to aid you. I said, who up his father? No, Sapi, we find our locker. Svarer, because the pastor says, I'm going to have a chakatos. And anything which requires peish, which focuses on a person, pass judgment on a person, the Rav was explains the Dosh of Elva, it's not a question of the subject of Arayas. The Dosh of Elva, you pass judgment upon a person's status. And that's why one of Ram Gadlis requires to aid him. Yuchsin requires to aid him. Thank you very much. So the word to the term of these pasul is, the kashal is also requires to aid you. And Abba Peg Bez Al Chiv Bez Hidat Rosh Ed Usam Ve'ap Yat Smo Kesar Shibon Ve'itin Bamar Shagana Ve'gazar Ve'ab Ribit Ab Pishum Shalem Ap Yat Smo Enon Yisrael Ve'chei Ma Shechan Ve'la Ba'al Sua Enon Yisrael Shiyu Shum Shnei Dim Shed Mesim Yitzas Ve'asha. So of course brings two things in conjunction. One is that Ap Yat Smo is not Yisrael. So Asher. Secondly, the pasuk Naidecha says especially to Eidim. It's clear for the sugis one speaks the possibility of being Metzaref. One said he was Marva Beribis, one said he had Neveris. You combine the two pasuk. Now, Pisvel one might have said, but that's clear about the sugis. That you need to aid him if you want to pass the Be'aveira. But if you want to pass someone like this, because he's a Shakran, who's a Mukhash, you might have said that's not, so it's not because the Aveira was ever allowed. Let's assume for a moment there were no love to be made in Shakran. Someone's a Shakran, so he can't be an aid. We might have said, for words, because the Aveira, you need to aid him. Words, that was the Aveira, because the fact that the time in Bezdin, maybe they are sufficient. However, you don't find the distinction anywhere. And the presumption is you need to aid for this too. Consequently, one might say, if you want to pass to someone, they need Mukhash. But it's Zagod was Mukhash. In many cases, it's indeed the situation. Not always, sometimes one against one. There might be no akosh, depending on what kind of dagoda you require. But the normal thing is one against one, it's also a teku, or you have the mesmailin, and so on. But if you want pasul begavra, then you certainly need two. So if it's one against two, if it's two against two, or if it's. If you hold like kafuna, you could hold it like Ravuna with regard to. No, it's the other way around. You could hold like Ravchis with regard to two against two, because there are two that are past the game. You could hold like Ravchis there, you could hold like Ravuna with one against one, because there's no Makrish there. On the other hand, you could learn the other way, if the two against two, as the two that are passing him, there are two that are neutralizing those two that are supporting him. A cat, which is Makhshir's cat, is apostles. One against one, so there's a cloud cast over his being Koshleidis, but you don't, there's no cat which is supportive, and that point of view might be worse. And that's one issue. Another issue we should be aware of is Ma'ej Machlex Mach Sushem and Mach Suz Dafkut Beis. The Rambam, one of Pasas like Rav Huner, Beis Al Chigimel Chesedis, Shnaim Sheidu Al Echad Shehu Pasu Ba'Avira, Ba'ilu Avirot, Ve'ay Shnaim Ve'idu Shasa Tshuva V'Chazar Bo, O Shalaka, Raise a kasher. Of course, no reason why not. Avrim bo shnayim v'kishum v'amu lo asa avira zo lo nifsala estafei pasul v'fikach lo yeid v'im matzim v'amu v'eduto v'lo yadun ad shivada shasa tshuva. Rav Stefiyad in the case Trey, but not Trey, Rav Huna Priest's case, two of them kind of collision course in Bezdin. They're the object of Eidus. Two Eidus say that Mechal Shabbos, they say not Mechal Shabbos. That Rambam passes. This Mechal is the Suyin Ksubis of Bezdin, that's the Balamoya, the Ramban. The Rambam is the Rib Shittim, which is explained by the Ramban. And we'll go to the whole discussion. The Ramban is multi-layered, very interesting. Ramban Chamas there. But the distinction, for another distinction, is clear. In one case, you don't have Edim who are two Edim apostle. Bezdin infers that it's the apostle because it is the Shekel. But that's an inference. The case of Ravuna Rav Chisda, that's all you have. In the case of the Rambam, you have Trey, because we stayed in. You have a certain fact, and this fact generates itself in Chotev, as Chotev, as Chotev. So, the Rambam is the Kirch of the Mitzvah of the PM. The implication of the Rambam is that the Eved, if they would come into, that we may, if he's coming into the Mitzvah of the Masik moment, that perhaps he could be say this, or the Zlosh and Akil, if he could not Yaid, they must see Mamon, they do so. But he would seem to suggest he can be made altogether, it's possible to make. Then you've got this distinction, is there is Gesler Chayim. Right, these are two branches of the question of Munir Avchista. The bottom line, the sugya here is, of course, the summation which you have in the Gemara at the bottom. Presumably, Chavya Pikasa, the equivalent. Shnei Mavecha, that one is the take. Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, he has this summary. I could as well say this. So as far as Shteki Tei Dima, Kishon Zezo, Shubay Decha Mekaz Vecha Mekaz Zo, Ve'idu, Ve'idu Tacherot, Ein Kan Edut, ולכם אין שקר, או שקר, וידוע מי הוא משניהן. באה כתזו בפני עצמה, וידי העדות, ועד כתזו וידי העדות אחר בפני עצמה, ולכם מהם בפני עצמה, זה צפונה. זה נהיה זה אקזמפל. ראובן שהוציא של שמעון שני שטרות. אחד במנה, אחד במאתיים. שימון זה ניתווה בשני השטרות וידי שטר זה קט אחד ואותה השטר כקרי שזו את זו וידי השטר השנייה השטר השני הקט השנייה עד אז תגמר זה שני שטרס מנמר ומן ריבר ושימון שני מנה שיבה השטר התחתונה היא שווה על השאב זה מנמיקס לדעת הרסט יראה לי, סס דרמב״ם, ששבועה זו שישבה על השאר מכיתת חיפץ קדים בדבר מקצת. זה שוב דרייסר, שעליו שני עדים שירים מעידים במקצת הממון שקפה בכולו, נותר הודעה, זו הודעה פי גדולה בדעת עדים, כמו שבארנו. רמב״ם סס קלאסי קסט דרפי כמייסר, When there's no idea on the part of the Baal Dovo, he says, Lahadam, Edim, attest half the loan, and Swear got the other half. So there does speak to the Shreho, does speak to the Edim, it's all blocked. The Gemara over there, the Gemara passes, it starts giving up the Alb, the Alb, the ends. We pass the Pri Kamaiser, it's first halacha that we pass. All right, this per se is understandable. The problem which is raised by the Ravid, which relates to the Rabbi in another context, is the problem is whether it can be a Shavur of Gat Eshtar. Rabbi has over here a case of two Shtoris. Now, the Gemara says in a number of places, Shtar is regarded as Shibut HaKoyes. briefly to what Rabbi Sandman agrees. Rechin amal kofir b'moshe shavidim chayav. Shtar patuch. First of all, there was a technical question. Amal pop my table of Yechinan. Edim abidi the mighty, they might die. Shtar amal after shtar is always guaranteed you go with whatever you want. Amal pop my table of shtar amal the migas you're going to lose it. So, apparently, the thrust of the Gemara is, if you have the means, the wherewithal, the legal clout, be going with certainty, so it's still straight in your hands, and that's not outside the parameters of Shur. I think it's not so. Elam Babut, Shur, Gmar goes a little bit like a third additive, Rabbi Echnon, Shundar, Vishta, Shibut, Kakot, Miru, Vishta, the Pact from Karkar, and the Midrashim, the Rabbanim, the Rishim, the Gmar, and one day the Gmar, the Midrashim, Kalef, Mitaf, and all Karkois, and the Rabbanon, the Shibut, the Rishim, the Rabban you collect only from Krakoris. The Levi himself collected the Tatan as well, but Chasim Shubadim, the Kuch is the same, you collect only from Krakoris. Tal Yassi Rabachem Rav Shtabdi. So that's why from Kalka there's no Shvur. There's no Shvur in Kalka, that's Shus Eidus, Shus Apitodin, Shus Nayonin, that we of course saw many, many contexts. That's the Gemara. So what does he want to say? Every time you have a dispute with the Shtar, don't go for Shvur because Shibus Kakois, because the Gvi of the Shtar will be through Kalka. It's the axe, the avenue to getting Kakois, and not Metalton. You had the same thing in Tzuyim Bamasir. Down in the base. We've got to be victors. In a mission, I will start Shiva the Kois, versus the Kois, the Kirtis and the Mixes. Since we have the Sugin Subis, which has still been given our parak, where Sir Rav Mechamer thought that the Shavuos, if you want to be given the same him, what I thought was Rav Mechamer thought of Shavuos the Reise. So Rav Mechamer states with the Dabar. Number one, because Shavuos is the Shavuos of the Shalmin, and this is Shavuos the Reite, that's with the Rabbanon. Secondly, it's Karkois, to be able to talk. So there are a number of Gemaras to that effect. David asks, how can the Rambam say the Shvur over here? The basic money which two shtars agree upon, the kind of shtar, the second money which is in dispute, depending which shtar is a shtar kosher, also be collected shtar, be going with kakores, you can't pay the Shvur. This problem appears in the Rambam here, and also elsewhere, but the Mechazam and Ravid in Chassidus. Okay. Zion is true without the Ksuba. He will be פסולה ניסית, בקעה כתובתי 200, רבה לא יושב אומרים בעולה ניסית, ולאלה מאה. So what happens? So he said, with the same, it's one thing. She's a grusha, she's collecting, if she, an Alman is collecting from the same, it's one thing. She's a grusha, she's collecting from the Baal. Vaya Baal Kayam, yesh lo rash biyo shvat ha-Torah, shvat ha-Biksad ha-Tana. He says, Shvat ha-Torah in Kan, Shvat ha-Kfiyat Shibut ha-Kautu. Same as the Sabbath Yazor. Another shame question much beyond this. Yes, the Gemara says, Shtar Shibut ha-Kautu, that he collects it from Kakois. So if you hold Shibut ha-Lav, then I said, so the Rai said, you don't have to have to show it at all. The whole gvir for shibudim is midrabanan. If you're shibud raise, it's midrabanan with shtar, the same raise without shtar. Every alvor, every chayv midraise can be collected from chasim shubadim, meaning from karkois, and consequently, every case of every alva, every chayv midraiser is kfir shibud kakoros. Second, you have every shuah ben vavikza, second, shuah sinayoni, where shuah says, where shuah sinayoni, you can never have it because always vav kakoros. Tesis asks this in Bava Sira Talad, and in shuahs, from the Zen of the days of that Gemara, the Master of Ein Mavim. And the same goes to Moses about coming soon. Faced with a super term of this question, he raises a remarkable suggestion. The Erechlam with the Reises, the Shus Eder, the Shus Eder, the Yonin, any Chayv, except in the case when the Malva was Meichel. The Malva Shemuri Kanka, and it was Meichel the Shemuri Kanka. And then you collect, you don't collect the Kavik, you don't collect the Talmud. My brother Ryan, the old Parshish of the Torah, should all be related to such a fluky case. He was Merkel. Oh, he has no character. So I remember the Shenim, the Gemara Tehutzim, Ramban, the Rabbi Zayin Shavuos, the whole discussion, and he says that in the case you collect chasim shubadim for kaku or metaltalim, that's no problem. They can have a shubad. If you collect only kaku, that's a problem. But Rabbanon, if you collect shubadim, so of course the later instead you always collect from metaltalim as well. But for chasim shubadim, only kaku is. Now, somebody says, obviously this chayv is not a chayv kanker because you collect from Baldovo. But the whole reason you're making a shtar is in order to assure yourself gvir, not from the Baldovo. It's with an eye to chazim shubadim, to yisrim and the kuchis. And vis-a-vis them, it's all based on kakoyes. That's what makes kvishu with kakoyes. I, somebody will say, but he denies the chayv, he's denying two things. He's denying the collective from the loiver, the tatlin, and denying collective from the kuchas, shkakoyes. Correct, but if you focus on the shtar, that's the three. The three is the shtar, that's the pure kaka then. That's what the Ramban says. Abchaim is Roma Allah, which starts with Yer, Abchaim is the Rabban Nishis. And who I always have to understand that Abchaim, because in Aslam, Rama followed the footsteps of the Migash. The Migash of Abbas of Kuf Kof Ches, and this is a long time, I believe. And in Chuvis, which quoted Shikras of Dalad in Babitzir, Rabban quotes the Shus of Rabbi Zayin. He says the whole premise that every Kriya Shiva Kakoris is fundamentally erroneous. He said, if Reuven comes to Shimon with a tefillah, the tefillah is that a shtar, or Yomi Hagri. It doesn't produce a shtar. It's tefillah is a kakoyim shtar. That's not kakoyim. Who knows you would have gotten the conflict? Maybe they never gave all together. When's the most official kakoyis? When you have the wherewithal to get the kakoyis. You have edim, or you have shtar proper, shtar akuyim, etc. You have the vehicles to which you get it. Otherwise, not. But that being the case, presumably according to the Rambam, we got the ksuba. There's no ksuba. There's ksuba going on over there. But she was nisei, so we don't know this way or that way. And there's no clear higher based on the Aiden. So there's no assurance that you could get the moment dispute. That's not Shiva Kakoyis. That's not a Chayiv moment you have. If you're focusing on the Karka, you have the means to get into the Karka, so that's the Karka's dispute. But if you don't have the tools to get the Karka, you'll have it. Then the question, when you have it, when you don't have it. So here the case of Moshua is one would see the case of Yavishtar, some of which is not clear. They said Sloim Dinim, but they forgot to write the number. So there, when we got the differential of the number, there was no Shtar. There's a Shtar, there was a Shechayv, but how much Shechayv is? Eloim is 3, it says 5. The differential of the Shtar is not within control to get. As if he has no agent for that amount, it's like the issue with Yakoyes. Unless he has such agent. That's not going to be gosh. They have to be judged by very serious, in which case you have a shit job. He has a ksuba, it's clear. According to the Rambam, it's not regarded as Christian because we have the ksuba. Clearly, it's following the name of gosh. That's the reason for it. A reason which I don't understand, because the Rishonim quote the Migash all available in Chaim's time. He doesn't follow this. And yes, another Malach based on when it's both Talmud and Kakoyis was one or the other. I think there's another way of understanding the Rambam, part of the question of the Migash, which might not be helpful. In our case, he has a shtar. For the 100, he has a shtar. The other 100, he doesn't have any other shtar. But the question is, Rav says, he made ritzas because the pre-kamaiser. The question that Rav can be asked, never mind. Somebody's demanding, which is a kfirer, that would be kako. Let's assume that's not kako. He doesn't have the aidim to collect. But the hundred which makes me ready to make sense is also kako. So how can that help? So here, the Rebbe Gash never help us very much. The other ksuba helps, not here. I think the possibility one can be mechalek, and if you accept, we have two kinds of chilukim. One which I have shtikl raya for, at least a shtikl smacha for, And the other, which seems well, we dealt with Kakois, Fishus Kakois, early in the parrot. And my other thing is the question of regard to Shua Sessis. Is Shua Sessis Kakois? It's a very small shame. Rambam, our taste says that there is. Rashi, Shabbat, I should say, Baba Basra, says no. From Gilam Dalit. Hidden Shvoy, or Kakois with Rice, the test of the one Shvoy. If you need a Hagrim, I read a case, the Mamish will pay a subasa with Shapua, the West says, not Kabish with the Rice, the Fish with Kakois, but Kabish with Rabbanon. What is Shvoy says? The Shvoy, I think, says, Emre bo shvu den shvene kakoyes. Discussion of this in the Erzurum. Now, presumably, we've been steady until this point that kfir shvu kakoyes and kakoyes ayinu ha. We should have a base for basis in Shvara Kakois. It was a good Kfir Shvi Kakois. So, apparently the Gemara took the Mishnah, meaning Kfir Shvi Kakois, Nishba and Shibudim, same as Nishba, with Kaka Prop. The Zohar, Shmai Merzim, the discussion of Hesus, I don't want to fool anybody. I'll just call the parish relatively. Moshe Pascu, but this is a cemetery. Moshe Pascu, Rabotai Gonim, the Shvayim, the Divrayim, the Rabbanan, the Shvur, Davka, Kfirat Shibut Kakot, the Shvua, Lava, Guf Kaka, Kima Kfirat Bitaltel. When I hit the aggressive, the Guf Kaka, Kima Bitaltel. And Rav Yosef, 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 Rav I want to be very tight is at any Dreiser level, we quake this. But the Rabbanu says the distinction. Might have been a distinction conceptually. I think it's Rova might. Depending in part how you understand the mute of Kalka, and in part how you understand what happens in the case of Shibudim. One might say, Aloka is well a Kakois, is anything with Shomais is going to end up with Kakois. It's an Ishvoy. Whether right now the substance of the tree is Kalka or not, Where is it headed in practical terms? I think it's the field should be Karkoros. It's the same as Karka. What could look differently though? Field should be Karkoros. You're demanding Karka. That's the Tvir. When you're demanding Karka, you had a very particular study, demanding your Chayv. But the Chayv is one which is collectible for Karkoros. So I'm timing it effect now as a Baldova, the Teveya, if I want to be a Kishuv Karkoros, I'm being Teveya Karka. That's the Tvir. And that may well depend how you learn Shibudi. That Shibudi is the basic question. What is a Shibud? Shibud means you have a handle right now a piece of character. It hasn't been identified yet. Or on service property, if the Shibud is metalted, I'm saying the rice is not Shibud metalted. But the Rabbanan, the Rashbos, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the rice, the Shibud, the rice, the things are not the Rabbanan. So whatever the Shibud is, it gives the presence some kind of handle on it. What do you say? No, Shibudim are a ticket. With this ticket, you can go and collect. But there's such time as the Gviya, the Chosim belong to the Leiver. It says, explains why can't there be Shibud that I said. But I don't say Shibud love the Raisa. Says there can't be such thing as a Shibud. Can't such an Antoine, I say the Mal or the Mal. Can't belong to the Mal and to the Leiver. But if you assume that Shibudim doesn't give you partial bailus in any sense, Shibud simply gives you a right if you got it to be Gaver. So it's not, if which is what Mal and Shibud the Raisa perhaps assumes. So there's no problem. That belongs to him. And I have access, I have a right there, whatever I want to send upon it. I've got the best, et cetera, but that's what I'm in the future. And maybe it will be the two levels of Shibudim. I think that it's probably seen in the Rabban from Zayin Shavuos, more probably so tasting Gittin. The Gita from Zayin is with regard to Shmita. And then the Gemara, whatever the Shibud Chosim, Shtar Shvi HaKosh Nechosim, Eina Meshamed, as if you already collected. Shmita is as follows. Any Chayv which is pending, Shmita is Meshamed. Now Chayv can be not pending in one of two ways. Either it's too early, with Mamas Chavei Nesra Shonim, so during that, when Shmita rolls around, it still tears about him. Or, it's too late. Because in effect, the Malva already has gotten control. So it's too late to Gmach. When Mamas Gmach, there's no Shmita, you're beyond the Gis already. He's already been the Gis. He's already sitting on the property. This is Kashim and Gemara elsewhere. It would appear that the Shibudim and Shmita is Meshamet. As it says, Kol Kiv Alim Tfei is first Shibud Mishtar. Shibud is written in the Shtar. It's different from Shibud which exists in the Talmud. Shibud exists, so it's not Karka, that's just a ticket. That's a right. A right to get Karka is not Karka. A right to get Karka is nothing more than that, and it's not the equivalent of Karkois. But if you write in the Shtar, in a sense you'd be Makne, through the Shtar, you're Makne and Shibud, you're Makne those rights. Then you're giving a slice, qualitatively speaking, a slice of Bailus to the Baal Chayv. That, of course, if you assume this, we've got the Shmitir, but after this, Kashim Mamitzir. First, they say, if you were the Reis, it was not a Shtar, the same as with the Shtar. And even if we didn't start to get that shvur for the shvur takois, every shvur deraisa wouldn't be. The answer to this case over here is very simple. Shvur deraisa, all you have is the ticket. That's not shvur takois. That's not takois. The Gemara talks about takois in case there is a shtar. And then it says, whatever there's a shtar, and shvur are written in the shtar, assuming that's the case, that shvur takois. So I'm just suggesting that the question of Kfirat Shvut HaKoyis, to what extent that's equated to Karka, it depends on how you understand Shibudim. And here I say it might be different whether you have a Shtar or you have a Shibud without a Shtar. But for the purposes of Yerazuah B'Metzir, Rabbeinu Simcher, of course I have to deal with the case even when there is a Shtar. Even with the Shtar, I say, unlike my taste in Gittin over there, even with the Shtar, I say, that's a slice of conquer, so you right to collect. As if you get a shvur b'dabur. Now, that's one premise. I'm supposed to drive the wedge between kakoyis and shvur kakoyis. But for this, I need pass to the second premise to help me work with the Rambam. And that is, I ask myself, I told about kakoyis, something like that. Kfir shvur kakoyis can differentiate the karka in two capacities. The karka which creates the hador, and the karka which is the opposite of the kfir, of the tzvi. The case of the ayah that we have over here, Tvir is at one plane. Kfir Shivut HaKoyis is at the Hidor. The Hidor creates a line with the Rosh and the Chayim and the Mitzvahs. Now, if I have a case where the Hidor is Kfir Shivut HaKoyis, it's one situation, but the Tvir Shivut HaKoyis is another situation. If I assume the Kfir Shvut HaKoyis is always the equivalent of Karka, it's very much a piece of Karka, so I can't begin to discuss or to make a difference whether it's the Karka which is the Nitra, over which they're fighting, or the Karka which is the Hidor. Once I have access to the Zavua, and if I'm willing to make the leap, which is admittedly problematic, the leap from the Chiddush level of the Raisin, the Rabbah's level of the Raisin, then I could differentiate and say the difference. If the tvi is a tvi of, if the karka is the tvi, it's one thing. If the karka is the nidor, it's something else. And then possibly to assume there, one second. We got the Tvir, the Karka, there without the fresh fish with Kakois and Karka. Anything with smacks of Karka, that's what they're fighting about, is in Shvoy. We got the Hidur, that which establishes the infrastructure of making the Mitzvahs, near Karka Mamesh, but not fish with Kakois. The upshot of that would be, in case of the Sugi Subis, apart to the problem of the Migash, there, if there is a Shtar, if the Subis is the Hidor, we talk about the Hidor, the Hidor is not for the Shibu Kakois, but not the Maksus of the problem. But the Apisvar, if there's not for the Shibu Kakois, it's not effective. The Hedora would not be Mechayim Shavuah. Excuse me, would be Mechayim Shavuah. Would be Mechayim Shavuah because we got to the Hedora, I'm only perturbed by the Kalka Mamish. He wants to enjoy the Kfira Shavuah Kalkois. We got the Kfira. Kfira, any involvement of Kalkois is sufficient. We got the Hedora, it's not a problem. So the Gemara of their Mechshuvahs, the Hedora could be regarded as the Hedora of Kshuvah, of Kalka, of Shavuah Kalkois. That is not regarded as Kalka. We got the Tvir, would be a problem with Tvir. Tvir, he doesn't have Kalka. And similar vein, I raise a question with regard to the Rabbom over here. It's in a parallel vein. But they're raising another issue. The Rabbom asks over here, has nothing to do with the Medi Mikzas of the Baal Dovro. Although it was a kid for Achel, he says, Malbim, the Leibim rejects both Shtaris. Ram says, this is the Pchika Maisa. Because Pchika Maisa, because Pchika Maisa, because Pchika Maisa, now, as I distinguished previously between the Kfira and the Hedor, I could conceive distinguish likewise between the Pchika Maisa and regular made mixes. To wit, if you have a regular made mixes, so then shvayin, even if the if you deal with shvudim, and not only if you deal with karka proper. If, however, we should relegate the pikaraisi to a second level, second tier karka, then for the first of three kamaisa, whatever you've got is kakois. Or to put it differently, to come back to my earlier point, the kfira, when you got the three kamaisa, I use the same standard as I use when you got the Hedora and maybe it's a but this admittedly depends on how one learns the sugya of the three kamaisa. Let's stir that for a moment. Chikam Ais can be learned two ways. One is that the Gemara says that since two Eidim are the ultimate being called to a Kula, two Eidim tell you you have to swallow that information in Bal Kocher. It has to be mutab, would be ready to be Beit Zavayir in the first years, so you're going to fight the two Eidim. That's what we're learning. Meaning that it is in effect a forced concession, a forced Hedor. But it's Hedor. Or you say, no, it's not Hedor. If somebody denies, doesn't, for its purposes, treats the Pika Maisa as it would treat Hedor. We learned before, at the end of the sixth parable, case of Pika Maisa, which had nothing with Hedor, where he could be in Jeremiah, any tiny which part of which is part of which is rejected, because why was it said was rejected, is also a Pika Maisa. Not because of Eidu. That's what it's supposed to show him. The Gemara there, the one connects up with Pri Kamaisa and Pri Kamaisa Chachom in the Mishnah Krisis. Mishnah Krisis was the Tanoim. What if two Eidim tell a person to Chal Techele? He's Loya Chal Techele, he denies it. It's Chayv Kolom or not? So Meir says it's Chayv Kolom. Done. אמרו לו ששניים אכלת חד, והוא לא אכלתי, ומאה מחייב חכמים פוטרים. מה אמרו במאה? והוא שאני מתה חמורה, לא הביאו לי לקרבן הקל. אמרו לו, מה אם יצא המזיד, ייפטר? אמר סד, this is not the Kibbutz Chamura, and I still have a call. If you learn and understand the Chiv Hador, that Chapchika Maisis Hador, equivalent of Hador in this part, we take as if he's been made there, as it would call him, that's Salach over here. Was Chapchias holds like Rabbi Meir, and therefore he quite equates. Excellent. So if it's an independent halacha with Chapchias, where you couldn't derive it, how best it relates to Hadoris, you couldn't connect it up with Hadoris, you got to call him. If you say that halacha is the Bal Kocha, he Yan Omein, then because Yan Omein and treated the Chiv Kolben, because the Chomsi Apatim Kolben is such a Hedel of Katos, she had Gurush Yidu Achim. What does Rabbi do with that? So Hashem explained, because the mayor, other people inform him, that's also a Yidir. Even though he challenges it, but he knows it. So possibly the, based on the link between Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Meir, maybe 200 of Chiyah Kamaisa. Then it may be, if I wanted to say that Chika Meiser is different from Hador, and the other end I have two standards, one standard of Kalka Mamash, and the Kriya Shuzakloes, perhaps you would say that in order to be Mechayev for the Chika Meiser, since you don't have actually Hador in his part, so then yeah, then even the tree itself, fish requires none of that, we have to conquer. If I was going to pick a miser as being vanished equivalent to my door, there would be the same standard. The weak link of this, of course, is trying to explain why a pick a miser should be different in this respect. Even if I say that these are different categories, different chayvim, should that make a difference with that kois shuv or kois? That thing needs to be to work on. I remember with regard to the chayvim's question over here, a similar question regarding the ksuba, so one possibility is that the gvir could be from the kako mitaltalin, and therefore you don't write to the ksuba shuv or kois. Another possibility, you follow the Migash, so anyway you have it in hand, wherewithal the means to be able to conquer. And in case we should not do that wherewithal. Certainly in our case over here, with the status of challenge, certainly wouldn't have it. I suggest another possibility that with friendship, fish, Rakois, and Takois, and there are two cases in which the stitch comes into play. And based on it, there's a ruah with Chalab Yeshua Sesses. I suggest maybe we got the Isis of likewise, there's a differentiation between the Kalka of Hador and the Kalka of Kfir. We saw in the Mishnah of the Tess, the Kof of Kalka of Hador of Kalim, Hador of Kalka of Kalim, if the Shmuel will be able to get the Kehlim, it's also part of it. So you have to have the it should not be conquered either one. But maybe it's still with the Kehlim, with the Kehlim, between the Hador and the Kehlim. And likewise, possibly the difference between the Hador and the Kehlim of the Kehlim in this case. Now, Chayim answered according to the Rabbah of something else, which I guess is more geared to the Rimigash. The case of the Rabbah is where the slaver had no conquer. Shabbos. Now this is one kasha of the Rav is. He has additionally two other points that she raises. He challenges the capacity of Kli Kamaiser. So whether you mention Jesus or mention the Kli Atam Tana Achat Veidut Haidim Bemiksat Oda Davia. Halacha Shnei Shtaro Shtei Tanotein Oshti Shnei Kitei Haidim. What you have over here says Raibid, it's not Adim who created Hadar. What you have is the total situation makes it a major mixes. The combination of one shtar, another shtar, two Adim, two Kitayim, which is simply possible. You put all the whole package together, you have the part of the time is extended apart now. That to some extent brings us back to the possibly, not necessarily to the Ran and the Ramban at the end of the sixth parable. If you have a tiny, which is part of the extended part, you're not. But maybe this is worse. Because over there, it's one baldovo, one tiny. Part of the tiny bears the extended part, then reject. Here, the rabbit notes it's two tinies, it's two shtolas, it's two different tviyas, can't combine them. So that means the last point is more is authority point. Quotes the Rambam himself against himself. Oh, the Rambam himself, you had smoke atav between Chaviro, Chamishim Shtav, Chamishim Barpe, Roshtar, Odam Shtav, Kafar Shtar, Patur. Rambam in Chostev Nitin. Here's another point. Abraham said, "Keshuvat shudim b'roshav shalich povo." It said, "Abraham says generally, Hoidor is we had the possibility of being kaifel, and you weren't. You made it. If you got word, couldn't be kaifel." That comes up in the sugya from Zayin of Adalef. Kevon sheishal veidim. That said, do I not for purpose of shusha b'kodin or shusha l'yoni? Rav says, "Neighbor, Mr. Chaim Shuvat 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 Ram here seems to raise not the issue of Kakois that apparently he's comfortable with. Here the issue seems to be it's not a kfir. It's not a do, I'm sorry. It's not a bit of a mix altogether. That was a very answer for. That Ram thing I think is supportive. What I indicated before, we got to. I don't know, that's really what I'm saying. And that's a question to be worked out. I'll go back to the Gemara, that point we'll touch on. I should say, must have a good or good.
I don't know where David Ellis, I don't know where Charlotte, he's in fans.
No, there was Binat Khosh. Right? Yeah. Right. Then, since we're here, that even though there's a gap, the ages, that can be solved. The wine, I didn't like to see each other.
They went,
one of them certainly is.
Maybe not the soon, the Eidus is the fifth. Basically, can't accept this Eidus, but they're not necessarily shocking.
Yeah. No, they say it's going to be south of them because. I assume it's within the range of error. That's the issue of two cases. Two of this, one to two, three. So that's Avi to the toe, that's okay. But if it's three and five, then no one makes a mistake. If that's not kosher, so this is a tailor, I'm sorry, it's a chaos. Between two and three, within the range of error, that we even solve the way this right now. Not just we don't pass them in the Gavra, let it be made some other time. That's the one. Is that a little Pashut?
Is it a Pashut reading up the Gemara, or is it a
Gemara Pashut? I guess the time to say Gemara. It's a little Pashut that the Mitzah of Eidim in fact say Katolik to our goddess.
The Chora was saying you need to have the same
Haggadah.
Take one
Haggadah
and one
exactly. Yeah, that of course the answer. But as we see in the context of Gemara Misachim, the Mesivus is very troubled by this, and I'm troubled by it too. Here we have a case of a misconception of the height. Mav Sochim, you have the B'chais Rav, you get a mail, but you make it stay down with the day. The culture has no clocks. People have to have judgments based on the position of celestial bodies. The West says as follows, you would sign off them, we need a certain range of error. On top of that, the Gemara says that we solve them within a range of interpretation of what they said. One said it was 4 o'clock, Dalet Shreis. The other said 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. Then. If you assume each one is a margin of error of an hour. So when one said 4, he meant a minute to 5. One said 6, he meant the minute after 5, or the half hour of the range. That's what discussion you borrow. There, this too, we accept. So then the more asks over there, how can that be? אז הוא בא לדבר אבא שלך בא דבר רמאל ומאל את הקינה בהנסד הוא בא לבסט עם פרסנט על הוור ואי דקום בשלוש מתחיל את שלוש ואי דקום בחמש בסייב חמש then the gap would be beyond the margin of error. That is what Kesh is like at Lina. And now we're too lazy to inquire of them. Nekum Hitler Bisfaker, Rechmonam Shoyed Vatsilo Eidu. Ela said, we'll have a change. The question is, among other things, what's going on in Shotel with Silo Eidos? Except Allah, you have to try to do everything in power to save the person from being executed. But come on, let's ask this question a moment. Moment is no Shotel with Silo Eidos. And instead of talking about a murder, they're talking about a loan. So we have to make some moment based on this. But if we press them to the wall, when you say three, what do you mean by three? That pair would have been okay. Meaning that not only when there's a margin of error, do we say basically this identical like what you said. Even in our context, if someone says something after 3 o'clock, I have the minute to three, I have the minute after three, 5 to 3, 5 after 3, no one's going to hold them to it. You assume people are not that precise, unless they're looking at their watches. So here we have said this coincidence, same Agodah. The language they used to describe that phenomenon, both describe the same phenomenon, they use different language based on the tools and their perception. But more busy more than this, that even in the interpretation of what they're saying, not what story they're, what event they're describing, what is the language they're using to describe the event, we also lump it all together and we say 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it's all the same thing. This was not Pashut. And tasty the Yidav and Bezda Oth Kanechod, raised the same promise Gemara raised later on, Ma'edu Dakhina. And then Gemara regresses, as the Dwaza should say. It says, no, that could not have been the case in this restructured by the Bayan Rabbi Elibid Rabbein of Yudah. What the Sira says is that a Kochenu that sometimes the same words, the margin of error, we say they saw the same thing, the gap is and the, because small margin, and the language they used to express is also the similar language. Right, pray that's so, but I say again, yes, that's the question. Okay. And now we come to the case of tomorrow. Let's go back to the Mishnah first. I go with the Mishnah. There are two cases with regard to pay this. And then a similar case, similar issue with regard to what? The payment, yeah. Amr Shulchani. I have the payments. You get still that money. Amr Shulchani came to the Moyes. Now let's see what. What are the issues on the table over here? What are the questions we need to be discussed? Let's put a departure to be able to analyze the principles of the work. What data has you?
What shvua is being taken?
Yeah, what shvua, and particularly by that you mean? Which shvua turns on which issue? Yeah, no, but part of that, who's been Nishba?
Oh, meaning it's Nishba and Nitzar, but it's not.
Is this the case of Nishba?
It's not
Nishba and Nitzar.
Is the Nishba and Nitzar Nishba? Oh, well, I mean, it seems to be Nishba and
Nitzar. Yeah. Right, that's your question, which then would raise the problem of Shua Sessus. Problem of Shua Sessus, if. Now, one of two things. Either we say that this would be a shuas eses. If you read the Mishnah a certain way, not a shuas Mishnah, but a shuas eses. But when we say shuas eses, could be one of two things. Either the shuas eses that we know, we're familiar with, the Sfirat Mabalev, or meaning the shvua of a kefir akel has to be nishba dabanon, where the kulis of shvua says it's not yet escaped, it's no, it's well, discuss the Sfirat Mabalev. Or to say, no, this is not the ordinary shvua says, that shvua says is kefir akel, the dimension of our nachmanis. Here, we're talking about shvua under special circumstances. And then we have to ask ourselves, how is it conducted? Similar to shvua sessis, are we talking about a certain status of the kind of shvua, as there? Or are we talking about a certain chiyu shvua? Is it possible there should be a shuas amishnah if someone is a kefir akel? Is that what's going on over here? Or, no, that's out of the question. Shuas over here, if it's a shuas amishnah, has to be shuas nishvah. Rashi, of course, and this is noted, you see the Rashi here, taste later on, or Kveg says it tastes later on. Ramban and Muhammad and Siv of the Eidim and Shluchim notes that Rashi had that pressure to assess his resolution. But Rashi could admit, because when a Mishnah, the regular Kefrakel is not still Nishva. That's the Rachman's answer. The Rachman didn't eventually assess this, he only expanded its application. According to most Rishonim, Jewish assess didn't exist. And then one of two things, either you're talking about Shuas and Mishnah, or it really could not be Shuas and Mishnah, the Mishnah and Eitel, or there was a Shuas and Mishnah, the Mishnah and Mishnah, the Mishnah and on special circumstances. The Rif takes on the question of assesses, he says, this can't be Shua assesses, it doesn't exist without a Mishnah. And therefore he moves in another direction. Now this question, whether it's Shua Nishmanetl or Shua Nishmanetl Shalom, what does that turn? What determines that? Whether she was a Mishnah, she was, or this she was Mishnah, not Mishnah, not Mishnah.
Well, who's considered Motzat Ami?
Well, that is if we assume that there's an overarching principle of Mishnah, not Mishnah. That's the basic principle. Then, we have to do one of two things. Either decide who's the Maitzi, or ask ourselves, is that always the case? It's always the case, the Mitzvahmeder, Alavaraya. And the other principles, which also we should tell us who has to be right. Sugin Tsumit for the Fein Vav, Koshne the Sefer Meshusay, all of the Raiders. The Mumi, for the Mumi, you saw the Vahemer, you know, when the Mumi before the sale, after the sale, there's all the very complicated Sugin, Kems, Kahoy, etc. And the way it works for itself, Koshne the Sefer Meshusay, all of the Raiders, against the principle of Mitzkaveri, by this we set a situation as well. Or the question determines who's the Maitzi. And if we have determined who's the Maitzi, what is going to guide us in that? Simon's way is deciding what the case is. Where are the Paris, where are the Moyers? Is that the only case possible? Is that the only situation possible which we have a different opinion as soon as the Maitzi? Might there be cases, situations in which we have to ask ourselves not factual questions, but halakhic questions? What we discussed last week? Shtarei Medrigvis? What have we done? Money is in the pocket. Whom the labor shtar is in the hands of the malver, and in the case of suffering, as in the case of the sugya seita that we talked about, so it's a little higher. But the issue, since she has a shtar in the grace, the burden to prove is not upon her to prove that she was not mizaner. Be upon the Baal, to which she was Mizaner, made to Bolen Shulashasu, she was the same, and the Baal the same him. He can't go through the process of Seder. Right. Or let's take another example. The Sugis at the end of the first part, Mesubis, also the state, in this case, in the country went to Psu. We should have studied her nasty, or she was very not absurd at the time of the Eros. First of the learn. Different ways to learn that Sugya is a complex Sugya, but the Migash does not have the first version of basic Sugyas, and the Tesh Sreed and the one of Shibes and Rebbe said the question is who's the Mursa? The money is in the hands of the Baal. But what is on the status quo, which the observer to realize all about, the status quo is there's a Koshek Suba, which is a Suba, she has Koshek Sagub, etc. That's the status quo. So, on the one end, the question of who's holding out the money, the status quo, the Baal is holding out the money. But in terms of the Chiyu, the status quo, that's the issue is holding on to that. In Chiyuv, the money's coming to her. He complains there's a reason why she's not coming to him. And this issue comes up not only with regard to the Haitha's Gavar of Arayah, to the Migal Haitzi. But that there also was the Rishon Haitzi, one who wants to upset the apple cart and restructure the status quo, the one who's holding on to the money. So you could conceivably here avoid the case where you're talking about name, avoid the problem you're talking about namely what's the case, what's the situation, where the payers, etc., etc. But it's another issue, what's the status quo of the books? Who do you assume has the money? The buyer or the seller? Who do you assume has the commodities? The buyer or the seller? Now there is a one point in the Mishnah, particularly in Eshes in the Gemara, seems to indicate as you do. This is one of them has. Tanya of Yudu.
Tanya of Yudu. The Ema side is not shat here as it's learning enough in Mishnah and Orinola. Allah with Shilam, because the Paso, Allah, Hamos Mechavero, Allah,
Allah. Here the difference between Shilon and not a Shilon, the difference with regard to the case or with regard to the theoretical principle. Okay. That's the case. That serves the fulcrum for many of the Shayim. We learned that indeed the question of the case here was the critical factor and took this Gemara as a reflection. But Lamita Shadov, this Gemara is not such a Shirai. All the Gemara says that there may be certain situations in which Chazokin, the Mukzokus, is so clear and so sharp that we no longer regard it as the case of Chavir and Shulchani. We regard it as if Chavir went and closed the shop and went home. And the customer comes to him, knocks at his door, and he says, wait a minute, and he gives me commodities. They give a fares, or the reverse, and they give my money. So that's a classic Eilus Chavir L'Vraya. It's no Shavuot. But that doesn't mean that every borderline case, which we could be talking about over here, it's also only a problem of where the payers are. Maybe certain cases where there's no Eilus HaSofik at all. As you went home with Shira Chero, there's no Eilus HaSofik, but it's a suffix. There's no glamour, there's nothing. There's no shvuah. Then there may be a case in which it's close enough to one of them that there's it's only so close enough to one of them, his 750-yard line, to his territory, but not so distant from the other side, which is the little suffer. And then acknowledge the difference in that case of the settlement of Hushim Lachero. But in that situation, we could move either in the direction of some conceptual definition of who's the Muxer, or say, no, we have no problem with the Muxer, that's clear, depends to whom it's closest. And the whole discussion here has to be in the case who's not closest to anybody. Now, there's a whole group of Rishayim who are in your camp. Say that Peiris, where?
In the middle.
In the middle, or?
He has it in the back.
Well, they speak of some specific locale. Where does we go?
In his Kufa.
Where's the payers? Where's the money?
On the scale?
What do they say they are? Leaf, Amma, what do they say they are?
Sir?
But no, they say more than that. I said it, Amma, from it. אמר לכן וניתן לי בגינה פירות ונתן לו הרי הפירות מנחים לשוט הרבים ואכן ואני תובע את הדינה ובאת ואין לו נתת לך דמים שאתה לא תוך תסחה ולוקח נשבע כערך מן כיתת קייפס ותן הפירות היו לכבר יצאו מרשות המוכר ומרשות הרבים ואילו היו מרשות המקייח And Yishva Shua Tesek, and Yiftar. We need after the Sagra Shua says, not in the Mishnah. Vilo Yadam Shutei Chavani, and Yishva 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 Again, next to Lacher, then the Shus Rabim, because then the Lacher again, Yuri Vachavito Yishva Shua Tesek Moshe Be'am. Next to Lacher Atas, So they check not just what they keep a distance from the tomb. There's some speak of that vein, the distance, but the Shusrabim. In the city of Mr. Shusrabim, Mr. Shusrabim simply a team, sir, nobody's a Muxer. Maybe Shein is talking about Shus Rabbi. Because Rabbi here, the Migash Rabbi correctly as well, leave from Shus Rabbi. It's just a Shus Rabbi. And that can be understood. And I said before, the Echitim say, well, it's not, no, that was in the Beidu Gavidu. Leaf, or Chester, I believe, has a additional, look for a moment, the belief, and the Pilush, which is Chester at the bottom. It's on Ayah, the condition side. Before the introduction, the end of the introductory session. Nachashi, he said, can't be with one of his muksir, it can't be also with a joint of the muksir. Really, we should see him. Yeah, one of those stuff. We're going to have a deal. So you can't say it. The general principle is why the Baruch Hu was suffering. Yeah, Munach, Achleku. Whatever you do over there, you would have done it too. But those two cases are out. But the other Shlishi, we should have paid out the Shuta Rabim. Chumash Yadata, Bamesh Yabu, Mesever Shuta Rabim, Mechatzer Shishnehem. Since there is Shalom Shus Rabim, that's why Shus Rabim could be a good venue for you. It would appear that we're dealing not simply with Shus Rabim as a neutral location. Shus Rabim has the power of Mesira helping over there, Kavi Kinyan. Whether Mr. Skev Shus Rabim or not, it's the exclusion of Mashiach. Mashiach is not, because Mr. Skev Shus Rabim or not, we're not the Mashiach. So the Gemara, usually, which usually accept is the Gemara of Pivov in Babasa, it's not Kainer. But the Mashiach, shelves for a fairy to the be taught to him. And Leith seems to build to some extent the fact that Shusrabim is a venue within which Messiah could take place, within which the Tzvah binds. That couldn't be done if there weren't a Messiah for the deal with objects which can't be Messiah, you have to carry that with the Shikha. So Shusrabim is no man's land, it's the desert. I said, Messiah's kingdom, Shusrabim, show you it's not a desert. What do you mean by desert and not desert? Let's take the problem of Shikub Shusrabim. If it works or not. I read to you now, Baba and Robert doesn't work. Shikub Shusrabim. Testing Subista from Ralph and Bays, yes, in context of that Gemara would appear that Shikub Shusrabim is Shusrabim. It says, Mashiach is kain for a gaslin. It's not kain for a krememka. Either that or Tesh says that even for a gaslin gufer, it requires the chiyum of a gaslin, to say the Maisik Zeder, and then the chiyum of a gaslin. Tesh says, Mavitsiyah, the Tzadik Tesh, says, we got to that day in the Gemara, that the shame of becoming the shame only makes it by Sikinian. Mashiach of Shusrabim will suffice 2 days and days. What is the issue here? Whether these areas is cleaner and not other areas? That's the Kevon. Weil ich schreibe, ich werde dafür jetzt zum Schrabbin, die Jendik Kevonsen, kein in Schirr und Schusrab, aber nur kein in Binyan Mekka. What's the problem with Schirr und Schusrab? I can't have been crazy. Normally, what do we say about Mashiach? Oh. See, the two pshat, the basic problem is that the kinyan Mashiach is the benefit of kiminis. Is it simply the maisa kinyan as such? The maisa Mashiach? The control which is exerted and exercised in the course of the maisa Mashiach? Or is it the result of the Mashiach? Transfer from one venue to another venue for that venue. Many enough communism. Now, Shusrabim, if it works, you might argue that the Maisa Mashiach could take place there. But if Mashiach is not the Maisa, let's go from one of the shoes to another shoes. Shusrabim is no shoes at all. Now, the communism is as follows. If you assume it's he has to go from Ushus to another Ushus. So possibly Allah is the Mishus Rabbim, not just Mishik is not Kaini. It's not feasible. You can't be Mishik to Ushus Rabbim. You can't move it from one area to another. There's a lot of different areas. It's a public square. It belongs to the public, qua public. So you shifted it around, but that does not cost you the Mishik Mishik. If you assume it's the Maisa as such, not the result of the start of one and another shoes, then you could say Maisa Mashiach takes place. The Chalais and the Kinyan doesn't take place, because Chazal Masakin only certain places. If Kabbalists have got the Shemer or a Gazlan, where presumably the Vice of Mashiach is necessary, but the Chalais is kind of a Chalais. Apparently, the Rif assumed that if Mesirah were not Kenya Shusarabim, then you couldn't shift it around one part of the Shabbat to another part. You haven't crossed any line. It's always in the same venue, same locus. You move to the northern side, to the southern side, Mazal Tov. But you haven't done anything. If you haven't done anything, so closer to there would not be material. It's not like in Get. In Get, those is a problem. Karev Loi, those who can get the fine ches. And where is it within Mishdal Adamis? We have the Mavaleya Piroi that we don't have over here. It's a question of removed from one area to another area, one side of the 50 yard line, the other of the 50 yard line. Is there a 50 yard line? So apparently, we assume Mesirah is predicated on the subjectivities. Were there no such line, Hashusarabim, then there would be no key Mesir. Now one could challenge that. One could say Mashiach is a type of key where you move one of the shoes to another shoes. See the mice have handing it over. But the Rif seems to assume that. Is this critically crucial for understanding the sugya? Probably not. Other shiurim don't manage without it. And there's also another questionable point here. The way we have it in that translation, you know, somebody knows Arabic. Those couple of lines read. Shepherd the shooter of him, because she had that there. If she wants to have a shooter of him, who has such a shame. If himself before speaks of Chosh Hashem, that can't be the case here. And Mamba Vasa says that Chosh Hashem. You see, does that work? So I don't know what to make of that. Unless he's sure that the Gemara meant Mashiach is kinder on Mechot Shishneim, not Mechot Shishneim Shishneim. So Mesirah is about the evil Mechot Shishneim Shishneim, he said, well, Mashiach, so that it does work. But anyway, for the Rif, that comes a critical point. That term is the point of departure. The principle which runs through the whole sugya is as follows. Number one, Mitzchim Olam Raya. We've got to postulate that this whole sugi is talking about a case in which there's no mitzchaveda. Whether in practice or through shrabim, halachic terms, because even if it's a little bit closer, because it's a little bit closer. That's the point of departure. Then, how do you decide who's nishva? So if you adopt the principle of probability, and he tries to integrate this. If the Sabu Shem say, it's a Danish Brahmin Eitlin, because it's not part of the first Mishnah. So he says it's not part of the first Mishnah, but it's the same principle. Nechmer of Nixel, why do you trust one against the other? That's the Rabbi Tzvi Takana. It's more likely. Now the likelihood itself can be divorced for the question of Muchzakus, or to be related to it. The Rif in his Pirush over there gives you some analogy to Nechel, Nisel, the case that you have in the Sakha, all those cases, which have nothing to do with the Muchzakus. It doesn't need to do with Muchzakus. The question of likelihood. Nechmal, a fellow went to a room with his friend, and he comes out, he's all black and blue. This one says, he beat me. This one says, no, he beat himself, he banged himself against the wall. So, we can't ignore the probability. And that's the basis of the corner of Nishma Benedict. But there's another issue here which runs through called Menachem. And this is, what do we know, what don't we know? And here there's a discrepancy to what the Yudstadim say. In a case in which a person concedes that a transaction took place, but the flip side of the transaction, namely the payment, is in dispute, so he has already conceded a great deal. That much is very conceded. Paper is not an issue. Here the probability, to some extent, establishes the Muchzakut. Muchzakut is not necessarily in the sense of Mitzvah or Lechaya. Muchzakut is which facts, what do you assume is a factual base around which you can build. And that number we share and take into consideration what you are both admit to. And that establishes the basis for further discussion. Now this, broadly speaking, is the context of the Rif of Chachamim Sefarad. In terms of which some discussion, Asher HaVeretam, Hashem Shavu is it, because we mentioned before. But Lamar was inclined to assume also the Shmoyim Ve'en Misham. There's a particular interest here. It's also very easily understandable. It's the Migash. It's basically the same campus as the Rif, but it has one point worth noting particularly. The Ramaskil, after the statue is the Davar, the Shashi Shailer, and then the Shivayt Chad Bais Babil Tzim Shasta. He said the fact that the Meshikha, I thought about payment, the Meshikha is already a fact, a reversible fact, if he doesn't pay. But it's already a fact. This turns to some extent to what Allah Mishapara is. Give us the thought. When we pass the Raisi, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Moyes Sekhena, Rabbi Yehudi Mishicha. Perhaps with the Rabbanon between the Mishicha and between the Moyes and the Mishicha. That's the transaction which is ready to take place. But can be reversed, you change your mind, you turn it to the store, get your money back. What do we say? No, meanwhile, nothing has happened. For that, that's a classic issue that the Mishapara was referred to couple of sources. Asher Mem Chesed of Mitzir. It was a Kuyba Avol, it's near the top. The Rambam is Trumas. Full discussion, but that'll take us a little bit too far afield, is the Baruch of the Ramban, what happens if during that interim it's an anus? Who takes the loss? The fire being one, who takes the loss? Michael de Lekev. That who wants to see. But she had the young of the world. So the leaf of confessing the days by Messiah. I'll do a mission next time. We'll start winding up the suit over here. We'll look at the cases and what the problems are. You basically should be able to put on the table today. And then we'll move on to figure the question of days. So we can learn to ready. We'll join. First of the two dots is one in him. Take the room, the first rush of the Migash, which the Kessel, and mixes with the Fratel, what we're talking about. You thought this also the context of the issue where we discussed. The tiny circuit is a tiny role, it's not tiny of a server. Then we got to Gilgal. Gilgal, we touched upon even there, but not done significantly. Sui is in, primarily is in Shavuot, is in Kedushin, because I'm a base of Pesach Dalav. We had a discussion today, Steph Mem, from the Sui. And particularly the Rif at the end, Gilgal, from the Gaon and Shavuot, so if you wouldn't take Shavuot, and upset all happened, right? The last of it, the Rif. If we'll have that I hope we finish. We leave a little bit probably of Gilgal to deal with Rabbanon. And then two Shulchan Aruch left, we'll be able to finish from there to the end. That should be able
to. There are two more Shiurim after. Two more Shiurim after next week.
And so was it. Next week. Of course, you're right. The two shows, including next week.
Do we know what we're learning next year? Next year, do we know?
Doubles and tears, I haven't thought about it. What Rav Dash told me was that they appeared to settle in Gittin.